The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Making an Impact, 8 Women in Tech to Watch. These groundbreaking technology leaders didn't request a seat at the table. Instead, they decided to build their own. It is well known that many tech companies and their products have biases coded into their DNA. Of the 25% of women working in tech, Black and Hispanic women account for 3% and 1%, respectively. Those numbers are even more dismal when we look at Black women in leadership positions in the field. And let's not forget that for every dollar a white man in the industry was paid last year, a Black woman in the same role made 90 cents, according to an impact study conducted by the job platform Hired. Add this to the facts that Black women consistently face greater systemic barriers, receive less support from managers, and experience more acute discrimination than any other demographic. Challenges are pervasive on the entrepreneurial side as well. According to Project Diane, a biennial demographic study on the state of Black and Latina women founders. In 2017, there was 6,791 funded startups, led by at least one woman founder. But Black women represented less than 4% of that group. Despite generating tens of millions in revenue, Black female entrepreneurs in tech continue to be underestimated and overlooked. Research shows that Black women are among the least likely to get checks cut by venture capitalists. So few raise venture money that the percentage is, statistically speaking, barely over 1%. Despite these hurdles, Black women are working to be the change we want to see in the world. These phenomenal tech leaders are opening up about standing at the forefront of creating solutions by both pushing for change within companies and creating the change themselves. Savitri Wilson, CEO and founder of Resilia. Wilson's personal story is almost as incredible as the business she has built. After losing her parents, the New Orleans native made her first seven-figure mark, all before the age of 30. Her company, Resilia, is aptly named as it reflects its founder's perseverance through challenges in pursuit of greater good, a technology platform that makes it easier for nonprofits to file for incorporation and tax exemptions. Resilia is Wilson's second company. Things will come your way to distract you, and self-doubt can get in your way, she says. But your ability to stay the course will always carry you through. Brianna Williams, gaming content creator at Story Mode Bay, Twitch ambassador and host. Williams never thought she'd be able to make money from her passion by playing video games. Just a year before graduating college in June 2019, she started a Twitch channel for fun and soon discovered a very promising income stream, now known as Story Mode Bay. The gaming phenom has amused and amassed an impressive social media following, thanks to Williams' charismatic personality, and entertaining content. And that has led to major partnerships with brands like Twitch, among others. Her rise even more striking given that the gaming influencer space is dominated by white males. But that hasn't stopped her shine. I want to inspire everyone, especially those who look like me, to know there's room and space for all of us, she says. I didn't expect this to be my path, but I'm here and you can be too. Sheena Allen, founder and CEO of Capway. Growing up in Terry, Mississippi, a town with only one bank, Allen saw family members and friends fall victim to predatory financial practices that kept them down. After vowing never to work for anyone but herself in her 20s, a newly graduated Allen went on to launch her own financial technology company to help address the disparities she had witnessed growing up. Capway is a digital banking app that educates customers about healthy money choices. Allen hopes her story will motivate the next generation of Black women to become tech founders. If you focus on proving yourself right versus trying to prove someone else wrong, she says, you won't ever get lost on your path. Sierra McDonald, Principal Program Manager, Lead at Xbox. Black women aren't often centered in conversations about gaming industry. Fortunately, McDonald knows how to listen only to the right people. A lifelong gamer, she started playing computer games as a child using a floppy disk. She discovered her passion for tech at an early age. It led to a role at Microsoft right out of college. Although she wasn't in gaming initially, she bet on herself and landed a spot at Xbox, where she is now one of the few Black women in a senior role in her department. Don't put a lid on the value of your skills and experiences and where they might be applied, she advises, and don't assume things are out of your reach before you have even tried. Elise Smith, co-founder and CEO of Praxis Labs. Smith understands that a one-hour diversity, equity, and inclusion meeting won't change deep inequities within corporate settings. That's why when she co-founded Praxis Labs, she knew her methods had to be disruptive. Using virtual reality, Smith and her team create immersive scenarios that allow clients to experience inequity from both the perspective of someone living the incident of bias and someone complicit in the situation. Her innovative work has been supported by investments from Steph Curry and other notable backers. It is my hope that aspiring Black women founders can break into the tech industry while maintaining their authentic self and not feel like they have to replicate the patterns of their white male counterparts to be successful, Smith says. Ashley Ammons and Carrie Schroeder, co-founders of Mixtrots. When former HR executive Schroeder arranged a mixer for her friends to meet one another, she realized she'd always wanted to foster genuine connections without the awkwardness of typical networking events with strangers. Thus, the idea of Mixtrots was born. The platform uses data to help facilitate group gatherings at which every human interaction is an opportunity to forge a meaningful connection. Schroeder and her daughter and co-founder, Amen's Far Left, have raised more than $2 million in funding since launching their company in 2017. As Black women in tech, they have to fight twice as hard for every new level achieved. We are smart business women, and we had some luck, but we worked for all of this for years. Amen says, Schroeder adds, all the opportunities Black business owners are getting after this last year are great, but we don't just need to be educated or coached. We deserve actual investment. Maya Watson, head of global marketing at Clubhouse. During her time working as a PR intern for Oprah, yes, that Oprah, at Harpo Studios in 2007, Watson realized that social media was going to be a phenomenon to pay attention to. Little did she know that years later, she would wind up helping to build a digital company that would revolutionize the way we connect with people online. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have any insecurities, she says. I'm doing a lot of things I've never done before, but I'm a person of faith, and I know that if I believe I can, I will. And she has. Her storied career has included positions with ESPN, Obama for America, and Netflix, where she led the Strong Black Lead team. And now she has landed at Clubhouse, heading up its marketing strategy. The next article is titled, The Road Less Traveled. Three entrepreneurs share their journey in business and the lessons they learned along the way. Erica Plybay, founder of MedHall, Memphis. Plybay founded MedHall in 2017 to help create accessible transportation options for those who need them. Our technology makes it easy for healthcare providers to find and book rides for patients requiring assisted door-through-door wheelchair and stretcher transportation, she explains. Plybay believes her company is the first and only certified B Corporation to tackle disparities in transportation for patients seeking healthcare access. Since starting MedHall, Plybay has learned that there is no one right way to run a company. What Plybay finds essential is to make the best decision for your company, being able to effectively filter through all of this non-stop advice is one of the special powers of great entrepreneurs, she reflects. Tanya Van Kort, CEO and founder of Goalsetter Brooklyn. As a former media executive at Nickelodeon, Van Kort became interested in financial literacy for families. In 2016, she founded Goal Setter, an app for saving, investing, and smart spending developed for kids and families. Children have the opportunity to open their first savings, debit, or investment account and learn positive money habits through educational quizzes. She learned that the rules for venture capital are different for Black women. She suggests avoiding basing a business model on competitors because their resources for growing and scaling won't be the same. We operate with scarce resources, but that doesn't mean we have to operate from a scarce mindset, she says. Simone Spence, founder of Athena Collects, New York City. After experiencing what it was like to advocate for her own family's child support, Spence felt empowered to help other women do the same. Millions of women leave their uncollected support on the table and walk away because pursuing child support can be hard, she says. In 2019, she launched Athena Collects with a goal of helping clients locate the party obligated to pay. She then helps discover relevant assets and generates the legal documents needed for mothers to start collecting. Spence was able to scale her business by starting small. There is a reason it's called the minimum valuable product, she notes. Build the smallest version of your vision and work all of the kinks out before you build more. The next item is a letter. Dear friends, I'm so happy to welcome Essence Festival of Culture back to New Orleans for its 28th year. It's an absolute honor to host the largest event in the country that celebrates African American music and culture. We love working with the best artists in the world and can't wait to introduce you to the Louisiana experience. In New Orleans, we have the best seafood in the world. This is where you can feed your soul with a delicious meal and a whole lot of blues, zydeco, and jazz. Our newest experience is the Louisiana Civil Rights Trail, which tells the stories of Louisiana people, sites, and events that played a significant role in the national civil rights movement in the 1950s and 1960s. You can find the marker locations at LouisianaCivilRightsTrail.com. But you'll learn so much more about our history from a visit to these sites. No trip to Louisiana would be complete without exploring one of our museums or hiking through our state parks. For help with planning your itinerary, visit LouisianaIsATrip.com. No matter what experience you choose, you'll find the people of Louisiana will treat you like family. Get ready to celebrate with food, music, and fun you'll find right here. #OnlyLouisiana. Sincerely, Billy Nunn Gusser, Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. The next article is titled Baton Rouge. Just an hour from the Big Easy, the capital city has a different vibe. It is just as celebratory, but with more family-friendly focus, like the Mystic Crew of Mutt's parade with Mardi, quote-unquote, pause stars, strut and perhaps slobber a bit. But when it comes to carnival, Baton Rouge brings it big. Crew of Ashawn Parade and Festival. This new kid in town has become a fan favorite, choosing Wakanda Now as its first theme in 2020 and following with this year's theme, Going Viral, Don't Call It a Comeback. On February 19th, it will roll at noon from one of the oldest and largest African American neighborhoods in the state of North Baton Rouge. Folks will debate what's the best part, the Mardi Gras Indians, the flashy group of historic black cowboys, the dancers, but everyone will freeze when the Southern University Marching Band, better known as the Human Jukebox, thrills with their bringing it on sound and their marching moves that look more like Dancing with the Stars. The parade is just the beginning because a free, family-friendly festival follows at 2 p.m. with live music, eating, contests, and carnival games. Henry Turner Jr. Day, Mardi Gras Festival. Louisiana is no stranger to iconic music, but Baton Rouge claims the blues, and Henry Turner Jr. is doing his part, and it's a lot. Turner wears many hats, a blues, soul, funk, and reggae musician, owner of Henry Turner Jr. Listening Room, producer and promoter. He also throws a mean festival, like his Soul Food Festival and the Ultimate Louisiana Party. But he pulls out all the stops for his free downtown Mardi Gras Festival immediately after the crew of the Spanish Town Mardi Gras Parade on February 26. It's the ultimate after party with music and some classic Louisiana dishes. Lafayette. Want your carnival Cajun style? Then get to Lafayette between New Orleans and Houston, where the good times roll. Named the happiest city in America by the Wall Street Journal, the joy spills into the streets during Mardi Gras season. They'll be partying over two weekends from February 18th through the 19th and February 25th through 28th, with an extra party on Mardi Gras Day, March 1st. Crew des Canales, walking parade. Canales means the common people, and true to form, this parade is loaded with tongue-in-cheek messages to the powers that be. So expect some lampooning of all sorts of people, places, and events, while keeping to their mission of inclusivity, sustainability, and creativity. But stick around for the after party with live music for the arts in the charming downtown area. Mardi Gras Indian Show at Miami Noon. One of the oldest celebrations in Lafayette is honoring the Mardi Gras Indian tradition. Since the 1950s, the city gathers on Fat Tuesday to watch the competition among the tribes from different neighborhoods, each trying to outdo each other with elaborate beaded and feathered costumes. Most spend the entire year designing and hand sewing these wearable pieces of art, some weighing 100 pounds. Don't miss this spectacular free show and get your spot at Pontiac Point on the corner of Simcoe and Surrey Streets early for the 1 p.m. show. But if you do miss it, they reprise the pageantry at 3 p.m. at Clark Field. The next article is titled, A Story of Pride, A Story of Courage, Louisiana Civil Rights. Experience both the struggles and triumphs along the Louisiana Civil Rights Trail and see how the bravery of a group of committed people led to one of the most noteworthy cultural shifts in the nation. During the 1950s and 1960s, Black-owned businesses, including radio stations, music venues, motels, and restaurants, flourished in Shreveport and New Orleans and were rich in opportunity as well as culture. The nation's first bus boycott in Baton Rouge, the Canal Street sit-ins in New Orleans, and a 105-mile march from Bogalusa to the state capital put Louisiana at the forefront of the modern civil rights movement. All over Louisiana, civil rights activists turned ordinary meeting places into headquarters for extraordinary events. in public schools and city swimming pools, on the basketball courts, and in courts of law, it took men, women, and children of all ages to achieve equality. While the fight for equal rights was not easy and sometimes got ugly, the stories and memories from those involved continue to inspire today. Meet the Markers. The Louisiana Civil Rights Trail tells the stories of Louisiana people, places, and events that shaped American history. Visit these notable locations today and come back for more as the trail grows to include the many places and people that helped make civil rights real. Chase's Restaurant, New Orleans. Old State Capitol, Baton Rouge. Little Union Baptist Church, Shreveport. Bogalusa to Baton Rouge March. A.Z. Young Park, Baton Rouge. McDonald, 19 Elementary School, New Orleans. Robert Bob Hicks House, Bogalusa. Camp Bogard / 761 Tank Battalion, Pineville. The next article is titled Black Love, 5 Inspiring Stories from Couples Young and Old, Proving That We Are Even Greater Together. What is black love exactly? It's a sweetness, it's a rhythm, it's a game changer. It is a powerful force that can make the impossible feel possible. It can make you believe in magic again after you'd given up on finding your perfect match. It can make you jump into the ocean when you thought you couldn't float, or seek therapy to work out your issues. Instead of pointing fingers, meet 5 couples whose stories are beautiful reminders that romance can happen at any age and that all things are possible through love, our love. The next article is titled, Adrienne Warren is in season. As the Tony Award-winning actress takes on the role of another black woman icon, she embodies the spirit of her character inside and out. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.